Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, we finished verses 1 through 7. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready at 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. I want to bring a message titled, God's Desire Before His Return. Now, don't miss this message over these next few days. If you have to be away from the radio anytime in the next few days, and make sure you log on to our website that our announcer gives you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast and listen in for what you may have missed. Now also, let me encourage you to write us. We're in 2 Peter chapter 3 now, and I will soon be finishing this book. Now normally what I like to do is between one book and the next book, I like to have a study, a short study, usually of different subjects. What I would like to do is have a study on your Bible questions. And so, my friend, for us to do a study on your Bible questions, that requires you to send us your Bible questions. And I trust that you will. Write us and let us know if you have a question that you'd like to have answered on the air. Now, whether a question is answered on the air or it is not, if you write us your Bible question, we will answer, and we will give you a good Bible answer to your question. So please write us. We want to hear from you. We appreciate your encouragement. We've had people contact us now from various areas over the networks that we are on. We've had some from the FBN, the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, that have contacted us. We've had some of those also in the Chattanooga area, the Asheville, North Carolina area, also contact us to let us know they're listening. And we want to hear from you. And my friend, all we ask is that you just write a letter and let us know you're listening and encourage us along the way. Our text today is 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Please follow along as I read. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This chapter is speaking of the last days. We were told in the earlier part of this chapter that there would be scoffers. That is, those skeptics who are skeptical of a literal, bodily return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, please understand, ours is not to Christianize governments and nations. By that I mean ours is not to see if we can get all the laws passed that makes life a little bit more moral. Christians of all ages, since the apostles, have stood for right, and they've spoke against evil in their society. However, they did not think that that would bring Jesus back to this earth by doing that. Instead, they preached the gospel in order that sinners would be saved from the wrath to come. To be saved as firebrands plucked out of the burning. these folks over the years have walked in holiness. They've had good Bible standards. They've walked before God and man in purity with the purifying hope of the Lord's return. So, my friend, don't listen to the scoffers. Listen to the Word of God. Now, we look to verse 8 of our text, and he says, to be not ignorant of this one thing. Now, the word ignorant here is defined as to be hidden. Literally, it's saying, stop allowing this to be hidden from you. You ever feel like telling someone, hey, wake up and smell the coffee? Well, that's the idea here. The word be not ignorant of this one thing, the word be gives it a strong command mode. And so he says, all right, now I'm commanding you. Hey, wake up, smell the coffee. I'm telling you, be not ignorant of this one thing. And then he goes on to say that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Now, does it not seem strange to be written in the middle of a prophetic passage where he's been talking about the return of Christ, where he's been talking about judgment to come, that all of a sudden in the very middle of this chapter he says, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day? Well, I don't believe that it's to be separated from the rest of the chapter. Now, some people say that man's history is nearing 6,000 years. That is 6,000 years since the day of Adam. Now, the number that shows the number of completion in the scripture is the number 7. We see there are 7 days in a week, 7 days of creation. Israel was to rest the land from farming on the 7th year. Daniel refers to the time of God's judgment on earth as 1 week, a time of actually 7 years. We've referred to it as Daniel's 70th week. Now, my friend, Christ is coming to set up a kingdom of 1,000 years in which there will be peace. You've heard it called the millennium. But before he does this, he will pour out earthquakes, death, destruction, disease, and war on this earth. This earth will have tribulation for 7 years like man has never known before, a time in which over half of the world's population will die before Christ touches earth and ushers in the millennium. Now, please understand, you hear sometimes people talk about the second coming of Christ, and we often look at the rapture as the second coming. Now, I can understand what people mean by that, but actually Jesus Christ does not touch earth at the rapture. We meet him in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 lets us know that. So we meet him in the air, and we'll ever be with the Lord. But after the saints are raptured, there's a 7-year period that will come on this earth called the tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. At the end of that 7 years, Christ returns and actually touches the earth. And that is the actual second coming of Christ to the earth. Now, there is going to be, after that return, 1,000 years of peace and prosperity like man has never known. Now, we look at the 7 days of man's history. Man's history is nearing the end of the 6th day. It's been almost 6,000 years. And so we are looking for a 7th day in which is 1,000-year rest. And so I believe that the Lord is trying to show us that that time could be very near. Now, our dating is not very accurate or real accurate, not exact, should I say. It's interesting how some people back a few years ago were looking at the year 2000, and they were setting that as a date. I've read books where men looked at World War I and World War II as the dates. in 1967, the Six-Day War. Oh, I remember much being said about that again in 1972. Then in 1976, the American Bicentennial, as if God was centering all prophecy on the United States. There was a group in 1982, again in 1988, another group in 1993, and then many in the year 2000. Yeah, I've heard those dates set, and I'm sure that more will be setting dates for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, I believe that we are nearing the end of the 6,000 years. And the seventh year is going to be, the seventh day is going to be the 1,000-year millennium. That rest. Now, be careful not to be used by Satan to set a date and bring contempt upon the Word of God. Jesus says very clearly in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Now I want you to listen to this passage from the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. "Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us, and in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight." Now, isn't it interesting there? He talks about, all right, after 2 days he's going to revive us. We'll be smitten, we'll be bound up, and then in 2 days, we'll be revived. And in third day, he'll raise us up. Now, what's he talking about there? Well, again, let's look at this idea of one day as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day, is here in our text in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. If you remember Israel, upon whom prophecy does center, they fell in A.D. 70 when the Roman general Titus invaded and destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And so we find that for nearly 2,000 years, the Jews were without their own land. They were without a nation. Well, after 2 days, we just read that, didn't we? After 2 days, will he revive us? And we see now that that reviving is starting to take place. As a matter of fact, we're finding now that for the first time, that Israel, its population of Jews is now more than the population of Jews in the United States, and that's a first. And so we are finding that God is reviving that land, and he is bringing those people back in. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.